From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Alicia Bales.
I'm just absolutely flabbergasted by the unwillingness of our representative government to enforce the will of the people.
That's Els Cooperrider, one of Mendocino County's most outspoken and effective advocates to stop toxic herbicide use in the county. Cooperrider was a leader of the campaign to pass Measure V in 2016, which required the removal of standing dead trees left throughout the county's forests by a timber company herbicide technique called hack and squirt. Measure V has yet to be enforced, but it was back on the agenda at the Board of Supervisors meeting in Ukiah this week.
Well, the item on the agenda that Ted Williams brought forth was to ask the Board of Supervisors to respond to a letter that was sent to the Board of Supervisors back in 2016 after Measure V was passed by over 62% of the voters. The letter that MRC sent to the board basically stated that this cannot be enforced because the practice is protected by state law. The county council was then directed by the board to ask the Attorney General's office of the state for a legal opinion on it. Well, just this August 14th, 3.5 years later, a letter was sent to the board stating that there was a conflict of interest within the department of the Attorney General, and they could not issue an opinion because of the conflict of interest. So it just leaves me scratching my head as to why the Board of Supervisors now don't go ahead and enforce Measure V, because the people have spoken. I don't know where the democracy is here. And I worked my tail off, you know, running this initiative almost 4 years ago.
Why do you think they aren't?
I think they were worried about litigation, but now that the AG's opinion is never coming, I think they should not be afraid of litigation. I think they should go ahead and enforce it.
Did you, as you were preparing the measure for the ballot, did you run it by any kind of legal authority to make sure it was legal before we went through the whole election process?
Yes, we did. We ran it by the lawyers of EPIC, Tom Wheeler, and Sharon Duggan. And they both responded in the affirmative that they really felt it was legal. So this is a very interesting case, and I think it's simply a case of corporations putting their thumb on the scale and intimidating our local representatives. So, you know, when the next big fire comes, who knows what's going to happen? Because not only will we have a more intense fire, and even McCowan agreed that that's probably likely, but there's all these toxins in the air as well that everybody has to breathe. And these trees are basically, they're hazardous waste. That was confirmed by the officials at the county that I talked to.
The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to answer the letter from MRC. Els Cooperrider isn't convinced this might lead to enforcement of Measure V.
They also talked about making compromises with MRC and finding a way to work together so that MRC could still, you know, make money and have a viable business and not do so much hack and squirting where people can see it or right next to properties. But that's not what the people asked for. That's not what the people voted on.
I wonder why MRC wouldn't be able to continue with their business without hack and squirt.
Well, of course they can, but it's a matter of money. It just costs more to do it some other ways. So that's the reason. We hashed all that out during the campaign. It just comes down to dollars every single time.
They voted unanimously to respond to the letter. What are they going to say?
Well, I don't know what the letter is actually going to say, but they asked the county council to respond, or Carmel Angelo to respond. It was a very mild discussion, and I think almost everybody on the board is willing to compromise somehow, which means compromising the will of the people. You know, Ted Williams is a fire chief. He knows about fire. And, you know, we went through all of that during the 2015 and 2016 when we ran the campaign. This was a fire issue, a public safety issue, and also an issue about the health and well-being of firefighters who often get killed by falling dead trees.
Well, and I wonder, Els, as somebody who was so much in the leadership of the campaign to pass Measure V, if you can talk a little bit about what it's like to see that work just sitting there unenforced.
You know, running an initiative is an incredible amount of work. We were so elated when it passed, so big. I mean, it was by a landslide. Even though Mendocino Redwood Company and the other industries, the timber industry, put so much money against it, still the people knew better and they understood what the issues were and they passed it. Measure V was passed in June of 2016, and, you know, the people have been left high and dry. So, and this practice has gone on unabated. And so it's quite disheartening to, you know, people always say, well, you know, get active, get out there and get active, and then, you know, things will get done. And we did that, and still we're being shoved to the side.
That was Els Cooperreiter, one of the leaders of the campaign to pass Measure V. For the KZYX Community News, I'm Alicia Bales. For all of our local news coverage with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.